Dan Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Friday. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
All right, so yeah, we made it. Friday feels good. Going to be nice today, at least temperature-wise, 80, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. Then some storms going to usher in a high of only 55 tomorrow. So, wow, from 80 to 55, no wonder you're probably getting headaches and your sinuses are all messed up.
I do have a throat thing.
You have a throat
thing?
Yeah. All right. All right, well, take care of yourself.
Okay.
I
woke up a little tickle.
Ah.
A little tickle in the throat.
Speaking of...
It happens when this kind of violent weather change happens every year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, like, waking up, I realized that, you know, before I left this morning, that my wallet wasn't where I normally keep it. And I'm just sitting there going, man, you know, I could run the risk of just going to work without my wallet, because, you know, I'm downtown at our studios, you're in your home studio, and you know, I've done that before, but every time I've gone and risked it all, like, without taking my wallet, I need it for some reason. Either, you know, I need to show my ID for something, or I need cash for something, or a credit card or whatever, and I don't have it because I didn't have it. So I'm sitting there thinking, man, where did I leave my wallet? Then I realized I had given it to my daughter to put in her purse yesterday. And so I'm like, oh, okay, so that's up in their room. So I go up, you know, it's like 3:30 in the morning or whatever. I'm walking around their room and they're just sleeping on the bed. And they you know, they wake up and I'm like, hey, I'm just looking for, you know, my wallet. And they're like, what time is it? And I'm like, it's 3:30. And they both go, yes. And they go back to sleep.
It was good news, because they didn't want to wake up yet.
Yeah, they didn't want it to be like, oh, it's 6:30, and they're like, oh, I gotta get up, you know, and stuff like that or whatever. But no, they were like, it was like that feeling of hitting the jackpot when you wake up in the middle of the night and you look at your alarm and you realize you've got several more hours of sleep to go, and you can just be like, yes.
Awesome.
I gifted my daughters that as I was rummaging through their room this morning.
As
looking
you
for my
woke
wallet.
Them up at 3:30 in the morning. What a gift.
Yeah, see, I actually gave them a gift when I woke them up.
Yeah,
because there's nothing worse than waking up and then realizing you only have like 5 minutes before your alarm goes off.
That's the worst.
And I will go back to sleep. I'm not one of those that will sit there and just like, well, 5 minutes, I guess I'll just wake up. No, I will 100% go back to sleep. Or at least try to, but it is almost like you shut your eyes and boom, the alarm goes off and it's just a nightmare. So,
yeah. Wow, what a struggle.
Life, man, it comes at you.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got today another opportunity for you to win $1,000 with Karen's Cash. That is an opportunity where you just listen for the winning word and then get that into the website at WDGX.com, and your shot at $1,000 today. So that's pretty cool. We've also got Family Secrets, where it's the best friend to blame and he is unaware. So that's coming up around 7:30. You laugh, you lose. That is on the way. So yeah, we've got a bunch of stuff happening here on the show.
Feels good.
Oh, feels good. It's Friday. Kelly Kay.
So, this woman in Kentucky lost her engagement ring 15 years ago. Lisa Phelps said that she and her husband scoured the house for her ring when it first disappeared. She thought, you know what, it's gone. Her husband even had it replaced about a year after she lost it.
Oh.
But the original is always best, you know?
Yeah.
Well, a construction worker was working on remodeling the bathroom at her home. Found the ring wedged between the vanity and the wall.
Get out of here. It was there the entire time.
The entire time. He walks down. He's like, did you lose a ring?
Oh, my gosh.
She's super excited.
Wow.
Yeah. So, great story.
That's
and
good.
You know what? They always say that, you know, we've had several, like, psychics in the past say that if you lose something, it's just kind of like a... When your spirit's, like, playing with you.
Really?
maybe she should have like paranormal investigation. Just saying. Try to figure that out.
I've never heard that.
You haven't heard that?
I guess you lose something, it's one of your spirits playing with you?
Yes. So I went in college to go watch a psychic speak because I had to for some sort of speech class.
Sure.
And they looked at me. I had a Purdue sweatshirt on.
Uh-huh.
And they said, I see books around you. And I was like, wow, no way.
Okay.
And I think they told me that my spirit's name was Blue Tulip and that if I ever lost my car keys, it was Blue, it was BT. I called her BT. She was playing, you know, games with me.
So have you ever summoned Blue Tulip?
I haven't.
Hmm. Interesting.
I haven't really heard much from her since college.
But you've since lost your keys, right?
I have.
Or, sorry, misplaced them.
Misplaced them, did end up finding them. Maybe every time that happens, it's BT.
I'm right.
Blue Tulip just playing a little game with me.
Interesting. All right, that's your feel good.
Yeah, let's go back to the fact she found the ring. Yay!
Yeah, it's wedged behind the vanity. All right.
But maybe she's got a little jokester spirit that's been playing a fun 15-year game.
Look at that.
Look at that.
All right. Well, that's good. Feel good. Kelly, I don't want to shock you here, but I get sometimes tagged in some weird, random things. And I'm today years old when I realized that this was actually a thing in the country of Cuba. I'm going to dance delicately.
What's a thing in Cuba?
Okay. I'm going to dance delicately around this because I don't even know why people decide to tag me in these sort of posts. But there is a procedure that you can get for free in Cuba for men.
Okay. What kind of procedure for men?
Well, if you are unsatisfied below the belt, there can be a procedure to increase that.
An augmentation, if you will.
Yes. And they are.
And why is someone tagging you in this?
I don't know. I don't know, but it was.
Do you feel insulted?
No, they just said.
It also creeped out? Hey, like, are you looking in my window?
Hey,
how would you think that you need to judge that I need this?
No, it wasn't. It was more of a, hey, did you know you can get these for free in Cuba?
Oh, for free?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Just kinda they're handing them out all willy-nilly?
Like, you get. You get one. No, I don't think it's like that. I think it's more like if you need it or whatever, but who's to say what need is, you know?
Okay.
So thank you. Thank you for thinking of me when you tag me in that sort of thing.
That's really generous.
Yeah. And now that you mention it, I don't know if I should be offended or not.
I feel like maybe you didn't really, that never hit your mind?
No,
like,
it never
why
did.
Why are you telling me this? I would have immediately been offended.
No, I was just like, wow, that's wild. So there you go. I don't know if you're waking up this morning and thinking, I wonder where I could get one of those procedures for free. Well, there you go. Move to Cuba.
Fun fact.
Yeah, fun facts. Setting the bar story. Small examples of what not to do, okay?
Okay, ready.
If you can manage to make it through the day without getting a hankering so bad for some nugs, you break in, you're doing okay.
Oh, we don't break in for nugs.
No. This out of Ohio drunk man. Oh, gosh, sorry. Spoiler alert.
That seems to be a common thread in this particular spotlight.
Yeah, he set off an alarm at McDonald's there in Ohio last week in the middle of the night. 25-year-old dude, drunk, reportedly had a hankering for the chicken nuggets, went in to search for them.
He was hangry.
Don't they don't just have them out. Aren't they frozen and then they put them in the oil and fry them up for you?
They don't really leave them around already cooked, ready to eat.
Right. So what's
they do have to prepare them.
What's he going to do when he gets them? Is he going to gnaw on some frozen nugs? Is that what he's doing?
Maybe. Thought he was going to turn on the fryer, drop them in.
This is the best part of the story. According to the report, once he arrived, he, quote, was surprised that no one was there to take his order.
Oh, surprised in the middle of the night? No one was working at McDonald's.
You mean when the door was locked and you had to break in and there was no lights on? You were surprised there was no one there to take your order?
There were a couple of signs that he chose to ignore.
Mm-hmm.
And then still salty that, why are people not working here 24/7?
Listen, I know that I put it into the setting the bar category, but I'm going to end it with the feel good for you. Pull it all back around, all right?
Okay,
No chicken nuggets seem to be disturbed or damaged.
Oh, that's great news.
There you go.
That is fantastic news for the nugget population.
Yeah, there you go. Setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. All right, feel good stories. Every single hour here, Kelly Kay.
We are going to talk about some adorable babies.
Adorable babies.
The staff at U of L Hospital Center for Women and Infants released photos of their NICU babies all decked out in Halloween outfits.
Oh, that's cool.
So super cute. The pictures were taken by one of the night shift nurses who volunteers to do it every year. The costumes are all donated, and some are even made by volunteer staff, like they're little mermaids and stuff like that.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, so cute. So we'll tweet out so you can see the pictures. If you need a little daily dose of cuteness, definitely going to brighten your day. Start it off right at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, when my daughters were born March 12th, they got little shamrock booties in the NICU. They were in the NICU for a week after they were born. They had the little shamrock because it was, you know, obviously right around St. Patrick's Day. So that is pretty cool. I like the baby.
It's adorable.
There's one baby that looks like a little mermaid and has seashells as a bra.
It's like a legit tail, too.
Good stuff.
Super adorable.
All right. Feel good. Every single hour there throughout the morning. We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.7 DJX. The winning word this hour is visit. V-I-S-I-T. That is for Karen's Cash. If you get $1,000 every single day, you get an opportunity at that. If you get that into the website right now at WDJX.com, then maybe, just maybe, you could have your name on the list of winners like Tiffany.
No.
Let's $1,000. Yes. Yes, we're serious, Tiffany. Congratulations.
I love it.
Yeah, take a deep breath. You're good. Congratulations.
Oh my God, I'm not going to start crying.
No,
I have no idea what this just did.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, this is so great. I love it when they can't form words anymore. It's so awesome.
It's just blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Oh, love it. Tiffany, congratulations. $1,000 in Karen's Cash for you on 99.7 DJX. Again, visit V-I-S-I-T. You can be just like Tiffany and get that in at WDJX.com.
You wanted to call her Karen, didn't you?
I did. I wanted to call her Karen, but she is not Karen. No. So we were just talking about how the space station just flew over Louisville like a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm bummed I missed it. But I can see Mars from my house now. So that's exciting.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if hearing the fact that there could be an asteroid hitting the Earth in and around Election Day sent shivers into your spine. But
wow. But that's so 2020, isn't it?
Right?
It kind of is.
So astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson says, yes, but that's not exactly the case.
I never said it was going to hit Earth. Somehow I said there's a chance it'll buzz cut Earth the day before the election day, and that became headlines. Tyson predicts doomsday, and it became, here's the thing, projections for the future of where it's going to be have uncertainties.
Sure.
0.5% of that uncertainty would be a direct hit with Earth.
Hope. So he's saying there's a chance. One half.
Listen, no. Don't perpetuate the fake news. What's the matter with you? He said it's not going to hit us. He's going to be fine.
He said we're going to be fine. So Neil deGrasse Tyson is saying, listen, it's probably not going to happen.
By the way, it's only the size of a refrigerator. So even if it did hit, it would be a nice explosion. You'd see it even in broad daylight, but it's not. There's no harm. to come from this. It's not one of the big ones.
Good.
If the world ends in 2020, you will not be able to blame the universe. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right.
Not
so,
from that.
So
okay.
Calming
so put the
fears.
Phone down. Don't call Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck. Not needed.
He said this asteroid is the size of a refrigerator. I mean, like, what kind? Is it like a stainless steel?
Side by side, 36-incher or something like the big Mamma Jamma. Is it a GE monogram? Those are big.
Or is it just like one of those little college size refrigerators?
A wine cooler?
Yeah, sort of thing. So we need a little bit more information. So, anyways, I don't know if you heard the whole "Hey, asteroid is going to hit the Earth" around Election Day and you got scared, but Neil deGrasse Tyson is here to say, listen, even if the minuscule chance that it does, not going to do anything. So
okay. Now, is he the guy that Demi Lovato is also working with in Chasing Aliens?
No.
Different guy?
Okay. Different guy.
Different guy. All right. I'm trying to keep them all. You know, he deals with space, so I just kind of thought.
Yeah, they're all the same. Right. Sure.
All right.
Every week, right at this time, we give you an opportunity to get a secret off your chest. Some of them could be little white lies. Some of them could be a little bit deeper, darker secrets. Either way, we take either one. But it's sometimes good and therapeutic just to say it.
Just purge it. Mm-hmm. You know, just throw it out there on the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I have to confess that I pass gas pretty often. And
I'm sorry. You said... Pass gas? Yeah. Okay.
I'm on board. I'm invested.
And what?
And 99% of the time, I am blaming it on my best friend, who happens to be my dog.
Oh, my.
Oh, no.
God, your best friend's your dog. Of course it is.
Blame it. Oh, that's a likely suspect.
This is your secret?
No one has caught on to it yet. And honestly, I don't feel like it's that big of a deal. I don't think my dog minds so much because most of the time what I'll do is I'll pass gas and then I'll yell at my dog and then I put him outside, which I'm pretty sure, call me crazy, but I think dogs actually prefer to be outside.
Now listen, man, like, okay, blaming it on your dog.
The dog.
Yeah, I was going to say blaming it on your dog's one thing, but yelling at your dog and then putting him outside and like punish him. Like, quote unquote, for that is another thing. Like,
that's confusing for the dog.
Yeah, the dog's like, oh, what did I do?
Yeah, no, I just look down and say, Poppy Piper, Puppy Toots, seriously? There you go.
You mean you do the same thing?
That's really all you have to do. Oh, of course. Well, no, they actually just send up the Puppy Toots big time, and they're legit. They're.
Okay, so you're not passing the gas and blaming it on the dog.
No, it's the actual dog passing the gas. And I just, you know, like, look at him like, seriously? Really?
Okay.
But it's ultimately my fault because of whatever food I give him, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's you're to blame. But with his secret, he's to blame. It's his diet.
Right.
And he's
and
putting it on the animal. So at least he, I guess, owned up to it in this segment. Here, that's Family Secret on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I mean, like,
how did we get through that entire segment without playing sound effects? How did we?
Because we're mature and we're not blue and we don't.
Oh, now?
Mm-hmm.
Now we're mature.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
All right.
We respect the sanctity of this radio station.
Do we?
And yes.
I feel like it's a missed opportunity.
Coming up here, the trumpets will sound. We'll try our best to sling bad dad jokes. I said bad dad jokes on accident, but they sometimes are. Dad jokes back and forth until someone cracks. It's you laugh, you lose. Kelly's...
I got a couple.
Okay.
I got a couple, but I don't know if I can hold it together because I'm funny.
Wow. Okay. Bold statement, Tay. All right, that's coming up. Hang on. Those trumpets... can only mean one thing. It is the ultimate test. It is the ultimate battle as Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth in You Laugh, You Lose. Hi there, Kelly.
Hi there, Benji.
So, this right now is yours. The trophy is yours.
Oh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, she's sparkly. She's shiny. You're taking great care of her. I really appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. You hold a commanding 2-game lead over me with 21 wins to my 19. So, how confident are you?
I'm kind of confident in my funny.
I'm not confident that I'm going to be able to hold it together. All right, get the jokes out. Get the jokes out. Get the laughs out. All right, first person laughs loses. Losers go first. That would be me.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Yes.
I was told that a mask was enough to go shopping with. I was lied to.
Yeah.
Everyone else had clothes on.
Yeah. Clothes are necessary.
Hmm.
Good one.
Thank you.
Hey, what do you call a snake wearing a hard hat?
What do you call a snake wearing a hard hat?
A boa constrictor.
Ah, yes. Kelly, what's it called when an amputee does karate?
What is it called?
Partial arts.
Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Where do baby ghosts go when their parents are at work?
Where?
Day scare.
Ah, day scare. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you call two witches sharing an apartment?
What do you call two witches sharing an apartment?
Broom mates.
Cute.
Thanks.
This one might date us just a little bit. Lost my pizza cutter.
Yeah.
So I used my Bryan Adams CD instead.
Yeah.
Because it cuts like a knife.
Oh, yeah, it is a very old song reference.
It's going to be a certain age limit that will get that.
Kelly, who said, coming are British the?
Yoda?
Paul Reverse.
Cute.
Instead of Paul Revere?
Yes.
All right.
I would have liked it better if it was Yoda.
Keep that
Shout out to Monica for sending me this one.
Okay.
What did the bra say to the hat?
What?
You go on ahead. I got to give these two a lift.
That was good.
It was good. It was very good. It was solid.
Kelly, what's the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
What is the difference between a snowman and a snowwoman?
Snowveries.
Oh.
But I bet you thought I was going to say snowballs.
I did. I did think that. Cute.
Thank you.
Guy tells a bartender, I'll bet you $100 I can pee in this cup from 5 feet away without missing a drop.
Wow. Okay.
Bartender takes the bet.
Sure.
The guy misses horribly, hitting pretty much everything except the cup.
Yeah.
Bartender laughs. Man pays him the money. Then the bartender sees the man's friends laughing by the pool table.
Oh, no.
And he asks the man, hey, what's so funny? The man says, I bet them $1,000 I would pee all over your bar and you wouldn't even try to stop me.
Wow.
I can't stop peeing all over the bar.
Good job, Kelly. Took yourself down.
Come on, that was funny.
That was good.
Just the that visual good. On that one, just the guy just got praying all over the place.
I get it. I'm going to keep this week. Oh, Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, you laugh, you lose. Yeah. The dumb dad jokes back and forth.
You take great care of her. I'm just going to sit over here and just feel happy that I'm hilarious today.
You're hilarious, Kelly. All right, we do feel good stories every single hour. Kelly K.
we need to highlight a cute puppers. A 4-pound Chihuahua just named the country's most heroic pup during the American Humane Hero Dog Award show in L.A.
Oh, what do you do?
So, well, here's what's really adorable about rescue dog Mackenzie.
Mm-hmm.
She was born with a cleft palate and later contracted aspiration pneumonia, which nearly killed her.
Oh, no.
But now she's fine. She continues to help other rescue animals and teach children about empathy.
Wow.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
Her job is to provide love and care for baby rescue animals born with birth defects.
Oh, good stuff.
So most of the rescued animals are babies who can't stay with their mothers because of their medical problems. So uh-huh. Mackenzie takes an interest in each baby from day one. So no matter the species or size, she plays nurse. She cleans, comforts, cuddles them, acts like their mama, teaches them how to socialize, play, and have good manners.
This dog does that?
Yes.
Wow.
In addition to puppies, Mackenzie's cared for animals like kittens, a goat, a turkey, a squirrel, mouse, and even a Great Dane, which I would have loved to see.
That would have been
because
fun.
Because a bit of a size difference there.
All right.
It's like watch a Chihuahua baby or mama be like a mama to a Great Dane would be great. I'd love it. So she's super adorable. She was also dubbed the country's hero shelter dog of the year. We'll tweet it out so you can see her. Super cute picture with a little tongue hanging out at Ben and Kelly Show.
Kelly, did you ever date a guy that had a mullet?
No. Don't think I did.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Mullet, of course. Everybody knows the hairstyle that's famous here in Kentucky. The short on the top, party in the back. Type of hairstyle.
Yeah, business in the front, party in the back, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Kevin is the founder of the Mullet Championships, which apparently is running right now, and they're trying to find the best kids' mullet in America.
Oh, wow.
This is amazing. We tweeted out the link, which you can vote on kid mullets right now.
People were so happy because they got away from just the daily grind of hearing about all the negative stuff and all the doom and gloom. I think older generations are kind of laughing that the mullet's back. Younger generations, especially like your high school kids through like the 20-somethings, they're just eating it up.
So hang on a second. He is proclaiming that the mullet hairstyle is back.
It's saving us. It's turning 2020 around.
Is this the
from
thing?
From the doom and gloom and the despair, the mullet is going to turn everything around for us.
Wow.
This is awesome.
Who knew? But Ethan, he's one of the kids in the kid mullet competition.
It stands for having a good time and just being fun.
It stands for having a good time.
Yes, that's exactly what I think when I see one.
When I see a mullet, I think good times.
To be around. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it. But I might be able to.
Okay, so he is hoping that he wins the prize there. Of course, it's a $500 first prize for his age group if he takes home.
I mean, to be fair, this needed to happen, didn't it? I mean, the mullet needs a competition.
Does it need
an award ceremony?
Its own time to shine here?
Well, yeah, it is kind of a work of art. I mean, especially the real good ones.
I had a friend growing up who he had the ducktail. Do you remember that? It's kind of like a mullet. He had the business in the front, kind of a party in the back, except it wasn't long hair. It was just a strand of long hair.
Oh, yeah. So I thought that was like a rat tail.
Okay.
I haven't heard of it called as a duck tail.
Yeah, I guess I called it a duck tail. But yeah, rat tail, duck tail, either way, he had one of those. And I think he rocked that thing for our entire junior high school career.
Oh, that's commitment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's commitment to a look. Did they call Billy Ray Cyrus to judge the mullet competition? Because I feel like he's really the only one.
Yeah, I don't know.
That can give the full stamp of approval on the best of the best.
Anyways, if you want to vote, you can. I think it's up at at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. If you want to cast your vote in this voting season, vote for the best kid mullet in America.
Amazing.
You can get a hold of us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. You're going to see, 'tis the season, a lot of costumes probably posted on Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. Well, sometimes words are said.
Yes, Stacy starts this whole thing. She feels like she was shamed for her costume choice. Ben plays Stacy.
Mm-hmm.
I play Wendy. I'm going to be there to support her.
Yes.
Rod
also played by Ben, is trying to support her as well, but it goes south.
That it does. All right, let's dive into another Facebook Fight Theater.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
I think I need to break up with my boyfriend. I basically just got slut-shamed because of the Halloween costume I'm wearing this year. I thought I looked so hot and sexy. Oh, well, I guess I'll just dress like a ghost this year. I pretty much feel invisible anyway.
Oh.
Wait a second.
Stacey.
I'm sure she looks amazing.
Right. I'm sure she does. All right, Wendy.
Girl, you are so hot. Forget him. You don't need a man's approval. You do you. Men need to stop telling women how to dress. It's 2020, dang it.
I know. I'm so hurt. I didn't even want to post any of this. I just needed to vent. I feel like my whole Halloween is ruined.
Okay. Here comes Rod.
Your boyfriend is a moron. If you were my girl, I'd let you wear whatever you want. Not to make it awkward, but you're smoking hot.
Oh.
No offense, Rod, but we as women don't need you to allow us to wear anything. We are not your pets. We are strong women and don't need the approval from men on what to wear. I get that you're trying to be sweet and all, but you missed the mark on this one. Do better, please.
Oh.
I don't mean no disrespect. I was just saying that if me and Stacy were boyfriend and girlfriend, I wouldn't make a big deal on what she wears. I'm not some male chauvinistic pig like her boyfriend. I love women. All of my ex-girlfriends think I'm awesome.
Okay. All. Okay, this is where it's going. This is where it's going.
Super charming, bringing in your long list of ex-girlfriends. Pretty sure they are ex-girlfriends for lots of awesome reasons.
What in the heck did I do to everybody? I'm just trying to be positive and supportive. I think women can dress any way they want to. I have sisters and a mom. I also have two grandmothers. And I was dumped in the nicest way by 28 out of my last 30 girlfriends. I love women. Except for the two cheaters I dated.
Wow. Okay. Rod.
He's trying.
He is trying. Stacy rolls back in.
Sometimes, Rod, it's not what you say. It's what you didn't say. And what you didn't say is part of the problem. Men think that they are helping, but all they're doing is mansplaining how a woman should feel. Wendy said it best. You can do better, Rod.
All right, fine. I think the only way to settle this is for Stacy to be my newest ex-girlfriend. Starting your trick-or-treating right here, boo.
Oh, my gosh. What the heck was all that?
You know what? He's going to make it all better. He's got an offer she can't refuse.
That's right. Maybe she can be number 31 on his list. All right, that was Facebook Fight Theater. It's home of Karen's Cash, an opportunity for you to pick up $1,000 worth of cash every single day. As long as our manager doesn't get called, you can get the word Ali into the website right now, AliWDJX.com. Click win and get in on that. And then maybe even be just like Tiffany.
No.
Yes, Tiffany, big winner. I love it. Yeah, so she goes into the mumble, and I can't possibly even form words speak when we get the phone call that you're $1,000 richer. So, wow, yeah, congratulations again to Tiffany here on 99.7 DJX with Karen's Cash. Got a text message from Courtney who says, my 9-year-old just got in trouble yesterday at school for calling someone Karen.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Oh. Hashtag Karen strikes again. Hashtag Karen's gonna Karen. Well, maybe.
Hashtag
things you learn on fall break 2020.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean,
are we to blame? Do we take blame for that?
I maybe she's talking about the contest. Maybe she's saying, hey, win $1,000 by listening to DJX. It's Karen's cash before she calls the manager on us. We're definitely getting called, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're getting a phone call, aren't we? Yeah. All right. Well, Courtney, yeah, we apologize that your 9-year-old got in trouble, but that is kind of funny. And thanks for passing that along. All right, let's get to the feel good story. We do it every hour here throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Feel good story coming at you. Hotels.com offering up a getaway to Friendsgiving Island. Right? This is kind of fun.
Okay.
It's a private island off the coast of Florida. For a special discount this year, normally would run you about $1,400 per night, but Hotels.com offering up for $50 per night per person for a group of six from November 14th to the 21st.
Okay, so where is this island?
It's on a private island off the coast of Florida. Features a three-bedroom house and a boat. Be available for use during the seven-night stay on the island. It's available on a first-come, first-served basis starting at 10 a.m. on October 27th. You also get a private chef to prepare a full Thanksgiving meal for you.
Wow.
How fun is that?
Okay.
It's a great idea, right?
Sure.
So call the friends. Call the fam. Say, listen, we got to make sure that we're logged on. October 27th, try to be the first one to snatch this up. Friendsgiving Island.
Gotcha. Okay.
We'll tweet it out.
Okay.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
That is your...
That's feel good.
Quote, unquote, feel good story.
That's a feel good. Okay. That'd be fun, right?
Sure. 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in just a few minutes. You know, maybe you found that match on Tinder or Match.com or Plenty of Fish or any of those other Bumble dating sites, right? Dating app.
Uh-huh.
And you're excited. Yeah. You're going to go out on that very first date, maybe even tonight.
Could be the very last first date.
Yes, especially if something like this happens. Yeah, a story of a first date kind of horror story on the way here in just a sec. It's Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, the word is soccer, S-O-C-C-E-R. Karen's cash could be yours by the end of the day if you just get the word soccer into the website at WDJX.com. Click win. Kind of funny, we were just talking about a 9-year-old who got in trouble for calling a friend a Karen or another little kid a Karen. Got a note from Tiffany, and she was like, well, my daughter's 11. She's not in school right now because of asthma, but whatever. She said that a Karen. So she goes and defines what a Karen is. So because we were like, well, maybe she was just saying that she was just trying to win, some money for the Karen's cash.
And we were basically saying we were to blame for, you know, like coining the term Karen, which we knew we weren't.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So her 11-year-old is explaining that, no, Karen is all over YouTube and likes to call the manager who will yell for no reason at people. all that. So anyways, thank you.
She wanted to let us know that everyone knows what a Karen is, so it's not our fault. We appreciate that, Tiffany. Thank you for backing us up.
Yes, thank you for the definition and all that. But if you get soccer into the website, you could snag that money this hour from 99.7 DJX. Okay, so imagine you swipe right on Tinder and Brandon, he's a attractive hunk. He's going to pick you up tonight. And so tonight rolls around. It's your first date. He swings by in his car. You know, maybe it's a 1999 Toyota Corolla or something. You know, something real nice.
Something really nice? Okay.
And you go out on your first date. But then police pull you over. And you're like, hang on a second. This isn't how I envisioned our first date going.
What's happening?
This happened in Oklahoma.
Our story breaking overnight. A couple's first date ends in a police chase and an arrest.
Oh, gosh. Brandon.
Oh, wow. Wait, a police chase? He's running away from the police on the first date? That's not good.
I know. There's a red flag there, right?
Police telling us that there was a man and a woman in the truck. They had apparently met on a dating website, and this was their first date. TPD says it turns out the man behind the wheel, Brandon Hembry, is wanted in Tahlequah. He was arrested. The woman was let go. She told officers she had no idea that he was wanted.
Yep, wanted. Her first date was wanted by police. They end up getting in a police chase because... I would imagine they probably have an APB on his car. Who if he's wanted? So they see that 1999 Toyota Corolla driving around. They're like, "Whoop!
Wait a second, I have a question."
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at what number of dates do you reveal you're wanted by the police? Is that date three?
Ooh.
Is that date four?
Ooh, that's good.
Like,
that's
how many dates do we let that nugget slip?
Yeah, I'm definitely not saying it on the first date because I want to see if I can get at least a second date because who knows if I'm wanted, then if there will be a second date. Because if I do get wanted and I go to jail before our second date, maybe she'll just think, well, you know, he ghosted me. It wasn't meant to be. And no harm, no foul.
Wasn't meant to be, right? Yeah. Okay.
And then
you are kind of gambling, though, if you're letting time go by in between the dates, because at any given time you could be picked up by the police if you are wanted and there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Yeah, and then in which case, when you get out, you say, "Oh, you know, something came up. Sorry."
Right. Yeah. Well, or is it a valid excuse that you were in jail, which is why you couldn't call?
Ooh,
no, she's going to be like, okay. You had one phone call. You could have used that to call me.
So, Kelly, I know you've been on a lot more first dates than I have. But it's been a long time, obviously. You're happily married now.
It has been, yes.
Yeah.
We're celebrating 14 years of marriage. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, golly. Wow, that is long.
I know.
So, what... there was never any like red flags like police pulling you over on any sort of those first date occurrences for you, right?
I'm gonna say no. Okay. I think that I skated by without dating any felons.
Well, and like
I'm gonna pat myself on the back for that. Like in my dating history, I think no felons.
Yeah.
No record.
You know, I have gone on very few first dates in my life, and I would say they were all fairly normal and just, you know, awkward in their own sense, but I was never wanted by police or you know, there was nothing strange or illegal that took place that would allow, you know, the police to be called on the first date. But I don't know if you've got a first date story that you'd care to share with us. I'd be interested to hear it. You can always text
These are
it.
Fun.
Yeah, you can always text it 502-571-9970 just shoot us a note and explain maybe you too went on that first date and got into a police chase and oh yeah, the guy, he was wanted by police. Whoops. Whoopsie. Is that a turn off completely? Is that like
feel like that's a very, that's like not a red flag. That's a neon sign.
Kelly, how hot does he have to be?
Not the one. Ryan Reynolds hot.
Okay, so if he's Ryan Reynolds hot, he pulls up in that 1999 Toyota Corolla and he picks
I'm
you up.
I'm going to give him a chance to explain.
Okay. Okay, hang on.
I will hear him out.
Before you go to jail.
Maybe, listen, make out with him once before he goes to the big house.
4K Golden there, 9970 JX before Ed Sheeran sing. And what was his parents are finding stuff of it his to auction off?
Well, yeah, they well, I feel like they were just, you know, digging in the attic or something, found some Ed stuff, decided, you know what, we should do something with this. And so they're putting up like over 200 items up for auction, and it's all for a good cause. It's to benefit several relief organizations from his hometown of Ipswich. One of the things that they're going to be auctioning off, well, first of all, there's a signed and famed ticket and handbill for Ed's first ever public gig when he was 14.
Oh, wow.
That's one of the things. The Legos that he played with as a kid.
Oh.
Which, perfect. Lego house.
Lego house, yeah.
Yes, authentic. And then they are offering up the handwritten lyrics for Perfect, which he wrote for his wife, Cherry.
Oh, there you go.
Isn't that cute?
That is pretty cool.
We got it up on the website, WDJX.com.
There you go. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Karen's Cash. $1,000 could be yours just like that. All you have to do is get the word soccer into the website this hour. And yeah, I mean, you could be just like Tiffany, who couldn't even form words when we told her $1,000 is coming her way. Not a clue as to
that's
what
that's how you win.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I love it. So yeah, another opportunity for you to pick up Karen's cash coming up here just after 10 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. This weekend, Big Ten football returns.
Big Ten football!
Indiana hosting Penn State.
Happy for you, Sparky.
Thank you. The Cards are going to host Florida State tomorrow at noon, and then the Wildcats going to be at Missouri at 4, and then Louisville City FC going to be playing for their 6th straight Eastern Conference final against Tampa Bay Rowdies tomorrow night at 7:30. So sports action is making me sweaty, but it's all good.
Yay, soccer boys, kick the ball, get
you
the
are
points.
So ingenuine when you say those sort of things.
I just want to root them on.
Are you going to do anything like put up Halloween decorations this weekend, or do you already have those up?
They're already up. Oh, okay. But I do. There's like one missing piece. Like we've got this giant spider, like looking like it's coming out of my son's window, like over the roof, like over the front door. I'm trying to put like a giant web, like coming down from the roof to the yard. Like got one of those like giant rope, like webs.
Okay.
It's really gonna complete the look.
Okay. I like that. The look. Yeah. It's all about the look.
It's all about the look, right? Well, we're a little late. We typically get these up like right at the end of September, early October, but we are moving. So
yeah,
we're a little late to the game, but we still going to get it up there for just like a week.
Okay, it's all good. Yeah, next week kicks off Horror Week on the show. So every single day.
Scary stories, paranormal stuff, ghosts, all of that.
All that starting Monday on 99.7 DJX. Have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.